How do I spend my time? Again, I'd encourage you to sit there and write, how do you spend your time? And look at your day. Where is the time spent on? Is it time spent on God, others, and your family? Or is it time spent on doing what you want to do? Do we give our time to others when the other asks for us? Because that's the greatest thing that we all have. Huh? My greatest thing that I hold on to is my time. And my time is constantly being taken. And sometimes I hate that. But God says, so you're called to keep giving. Again, I always go back when I'm getting selfish. I'm always go back to my grandmother's refrigerator. And she had that old adage she had written out in the refrigerator. It says, what giving again, I said in dismay. It seems I just keep giving and giving and giving away. Oh, no, said the angel piercing me through. Just give until God stops giving to you. Oh, shut up. Really? Okay, but that's reality. Am I giving of my time? Because this proves whether I'm a follower of Christ. I'm telling you, just because you go to Mass on Sunday does not make you a follower of Christ. Not even close. It's part of what it is. But unless you're living it 7 days a week, whoo, you go to Mass on Sunday, 45 minutes to an hour, depending on who the priest is. Whoa. Doesn't really matter. That doesn't prove you're a follower of Christ. If you're giving of your money, if you're giving of your time, oh, there you go. And then what's the last and how's the last thing you have to give? You got to give of yourself. What's that mean? You got to die for others. The hardest part about giving is dying. Jesus showed us that when he died on the cross. Jesus showed us that when he left heaven and entered into a little baby and gave everything for love of you and me. And what we got to do, it's the daily dyings. It's again going against our will to do the will of God and the will of others. Huh? It's doing that daily. And so the first place that begins is in your family. When you just want to take care of yourself today because I'm in a selfish mode. And your spouse or your children or your parents ask you to do something. And it's the very last thing you want to do. And you say, okay, you just died to yourself. And you gave life to another. And you became like God to the world. Again, none of this is easy. Of course not. But it's our call. And so when we examine our life and we go through this give, give, give. Who do I give to and how do I give? And I check my life against those things I just preached on. When we sit there and look at it and we fall short, and we all fall short, I fall short every day. We get up, we say, God, I want your will more than my next breath, as we talked about here on the 1st of January. And okay, God, help me to do your way. Help me to learn to be the most giving person ever. Because again, everything you and I give away, we receive forever. Everything we cling to, we lose it forever. And in case you're wondering where that's at in the scripture, Jesus Christ. He said, those who seek their life will lose it. Those who lose their lives for my sake and the kingdom will find it. That's the key from Jesus Christ. The way we live it is what I just talked about. So let's ask the Lord, examine our lives, examine our hearts. Make the checkoffs where we're good, look at where we're bad and where we got to grow, and ask for his grace to do it his way and not our own. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.